Episode 1781, Patience Looks Good on You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day. So come on, rise and shine. It's time to fill your heart with joy. Put a smile on that face because patience looks good on you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why mimic frustrated travelers and shoppers this chaotic holiday season? Patience looks good on you. Wear it loud and proud, and no, not your frustration or madness, your patience. What if you could save the world with your patience and your smile? Would you be willing to go the extra mile? The holiday should bring the best out of us, but instead we get trapped in the hustle and bustle with rolling eyes, crossed arms, and stomping feet. Now, if you're driving, you still have those rolling eyes, but don't forget an expressive finger point and an obnoxious beeping horn. That's something you just don't want. Doesn't this sound like a place you would want to travel or shop at? Well, yesterday I was gathering some last-minute things for the family. As I was attempting to exit this jam-packed parking lot, a white car with a female driver decided she would push her way in between cars that had no room to move. I'm sitting there in my huge, big SUV, the biggest one on the market that you can buy. She's trying to get in front of me, squeeze in between another car that's more of a crossover in front of me, so a smaller SUV. I'm like, there's no room. My son was with me, and he's like, Mom, this is just not going to work. I said, I know. She's going to hit both of us, and she's going to be the one at fault. Well, in the meantime, another annoyed driver decided to pull out too soon, blocking traffic both ways. The cars could not exit, nor could they enter. Within a few seconds, horns blared, and not just one car, but from at least four or five others. How does this really help any situation? It doesn't. In fact, it only makes your blood boil. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. That's a proverb. One that comes from Proverbs 15:18. Words of wisdom. So don't play the copycat game this season. Patience looks good on you. Stand out like a sore thumb. Express your appreciation with a smile, a hug, and a gracious thank you. Getting upset and mad is an easy way to live, right? We can do that any day. We can sit there and be like, I don't like the way you look. So just get out of my way. I need to be here, right? We act entitled. Why do we feel like we have to wear the hat of entitlement? Challenge yourself beyond what is easy. Adopt what goes against the grain. Patience looks good on you. Proverbs 14:29, whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. What is it in your life where you need to extend more patience? God tests me all the time. My children test me all the time. And then my husband, okay, that's for another episode, right? I know. Smile. Come on. We know this is real. We're going to be honest. Life is crazy. But if you sit here and get frustrated over the little things, really, what does that do for you? How does that serve you? That's ultimately the question. How does that serve you? You're not foolish in your comings and goings. You are wise and have much to offer the world. Your presence requires patience, a gift that keeps giving long after you leave. So be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. That comes from Romans 12:12. The greatest impact comes from an understanding heart and patient presence. Wouldn't it be nice if the world was just for everybody else? That we wouldn't be fighting amongst each other, fighting amongst not just friends and strangers, but family too? Maybe this season, maybe today even, you need to extend patience. You need to extend it to your husband. Yeah, you want to get the house just right. The in-laws are coming. And you can't get everything done. Guess what? Does that really matter? What matters is your presence, being together as a family. So put on that patience hat. Wear it well. You don't want to look like everyone else. You don't want to be like everyone else. Do your best not to be like everyone else. As you check your list for what to bring, be sure to pack your patience. If you go shopping for some last-minute supplies and surprises, wear your patience. It's not about how fast you get to go somewhere, how fast you get out of there. It's not about who you don't see, but it's who you can touch, who you can extend a blessing to. Remember, it's a time of thanksgiving. Let your heart shine this season, for patience looks good on you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.